If I can have your attention here in the media center and up in the press box, we will continue on with today's post-race media availability in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We're joined by our third-place finisher, Daniel Hemric, driver of the number 21 South Point Hotel and Casino Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. And, Daniel, I know you tried your best to hold on to second place there. Weren't quite able to pull it off, but you had a great run out there. Walk us through your day.
Yeah, our day was definitely full of ups and downs. At the end, I thought I'd be able to hold chase off, you know, for a couple more laps, but my balance would always kind of shift tighter on exit throughout the run, and that was the longest it lasted in all reality. But yeah, just throughout the day, we just, you know, didn't quite have the track position after qualifying. We tried to get a little track position there, short pit in the end of stage two, to at least be lined up near the front of the field. Knew we were going to be close on fuel, but we had a little bit of vibration, so even when the caution came out, we had to come back down pit road and get four tires. So even in that situation, the misfortune ended up being fortunate because we ended up making it on fuel and we're plenty good to go. And I saw the 19 ran out of gas, it looked like there at the end, on our strategy. So, like I said, misfortune was fortunate for us. But I'm proud of the effort, proud of the guys on pit road. We've struggled a little bit maintaining speed on pit road and gaining spots. And they did a great job of putting us in position when it matters today. And Danny Stockton did a great job of tuning this package. It was something that was unknown for everybody. And the drivers didn't really know what – none of us really knew what we had going in, so I thought it was interesting to see Chase and I battling out for second and third at the end when we were talking pre-race that neither one of us thought we had the speed we needed. So we got a little bit of homework to do. I think across the board everybody's going to come back next week with this package and be a little bit better, but I'm proud of how far we've come this weekend.
Outstanding. We're going to open the floor to questions. We will start here with Zach and work our way around.
Zach Sterneal, low Pocono record. What was your biggest takeaway from this package today? It didn't look like it was as tight as maybe the Indy package from last year. What was your takeaway?
You know, obviously there were a lot of variables, like I said, going into the race. Let me back up here. At Indianapolis, we unloaded, and every single car ran just about wide open every single lap in practice. And from lapping on the racetrack, we all had that same mindset. Like, we were going to unload and run wide open through turn three and come in the green, and we're going to be wide open for a while, and that was not the case. From lap one to practice, everybody was out of gas a substantial amount, and some guys kind of aborted from what you would call a kind of a trimmed out setup to more of a downforce setup. We kind of found ourselves in between there, going back and forth, and still never really hit anything that felt great. And at the end of the day, I think because of the off throttle time is why you didn't see the same style of pack racing, so to say, as you did at Indianapolis. Obviously, Michigan's going to be a little bit of a different tale with the radius and the speeds, and everything will definitely be a lot more constant, so you may be able to see us run that wide-open style of racing again, but it's still a little bit up in the air. I know I have a bunch of things in my mind that I need to go over with Danny Stockman of what I feel like that will give us a better shot for next week, and we'll sit down and debrief for our group to figure out, you know, what our teammates were fighting versus what I was fighting. And it was good that we got up in some clean air there at the end to at least feel that balance, because I was pretty frustrated being back 11th, 12th, 13th, trying to figure out how to get runs, how to keep the nose out and not get tight, corner exit. And then my car was already that way by itself. So, like I said, I'm proud of the adjustments we made on the package throughout the day that got us better. But we come to a point where we're kind of stalled out at the end. I'm not sure what else we'd have done to get any better. So we're going to go back to the shop and have a couple days to figure it out for Michigan.
Additional questions for Daniel? We'll go up here to Chris Knight.
Yeah, Chris Knight, GetFence.com. Next week, do you expect madness at Michigan? I mean, is it going to be just like Daytona, Talladega craziness?
I'd have probably said yes. We kind of expected that, honestly, all the drivers and teams coming into this weekend, but it was a little bit of a tale of a different story. So I'm just up in the air on how I feel as far as what it's going to be like. You know, with this package, we expected, like I said earlier, to have so much throttle on time, which makes pack racing, because, you know, the draft becomes everything, and that wasn't exactly it. I feel like the passing came today because a guy around you had to crack the gas on exit at the worst case, but everybody was still out of the gas. So it was just a matter of trying to, I guess, be ballsy enough to stay in the gas a tick longer and know you weren't going to knock the fence down, but sometimes it worked out and it didn't for others. So I think we go to Michigan because that pace is going to be a little more constant. I think it's going to be a little less of what you saw today and probably a little bit closer racing, but I feel like good cars are going to prevail under the circumstances of what we saw.
Additional questions for Daniel? Well, Daniel, good luck next week in Michigan.
I appreciate it. Thank
you, buddy.